This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Singer and songwriter Adrienne Young does things her way. Her debut CD is long, 17 songs, originals, and some traditional old-timey tunes. It's coming out on her own record label, Addie Bell Records. On her website, Adrienne Young will tell you about her upcoming concerts, but she'll also tell you about the crookneck squash, mustard greens, fennel, and peanut beans she planted in her Nashville garden on Easter Sunday. And a packet of wildflower seeds will tumble out when you open up her CD. It's titled Plow to the End of the Row.
Wake up in the morning in the moonlight gray. We got dirt to break, we got a note to pay. I'm gonna plow. Plow to the end of the road. I'm gonna wake up in the morning and plow to the end of the road.
As Adrienne Young tells it, that title song came from advice she got during a tough time. Advice from the benefactor who had paid for her scholarship to college.
I didn't have the money to make a record, and it was really hard to save up. You know, when you're working for $7-$8 an hour, it's impossible to save up enough money. And so I emailed him one day and said how frustrated I was that I couldn't make a record, and I thought I might go back to school. And he said to me, "You've got to plow to the end of the row, girl. You know, if you want to do this with your life, you have to stay focused and see it through." And when he said that, it just, I don't know, the lights just sort of came on and the chorus of angels began to sing, and I realized that I was going to continue on whether it killed me or not. Whether I made it or not, we were just going to keep trying.
Wake up in the morning in the moonlight gray. We got dirt to break, we got a note to pay. I'm gonna plow, plow to the end of the road. I'm gonna wake up in the morning and plow to the end of the road.
There's a song on the new CD, I Cannot Justify, that starts with this sort of old-time radio sound, banjo, sort of clawhammer banjo, and the lyric, "I am a white girl, but what was I before?"
Yeah.
Sounds like some soul-searching there.
I am a white girl, but what was I before?
I am a white girl, but what was I before? And then it all just started. I was reading this great article and was talking about how all the great thinkers, you know, Einstein and Emerson and Thoreau and Darwin, they were really into taking walks. And when they would walk, their thoughts would come to them. And I actually went for a walk in Percy Warner Park. It was a 5-mile hike. And gosh darn it, if by the end of that hike, this whole entire song hadn't come to me.
Was I a little boy hiding underground? An angry soldier sent to shoot John Brown.
What happened on that hike? How did the song come by the end of the hike?
Percy Warner Park is actually was a deer park. For the Bellmead Plantation back in its heyday. And I used to work at the Bellmead Plantation as a historical interpreter, where we would dress up in 19th century clothing and we'd give historical tours and talk about life in those days. And so at that time I wrote that song, I was still working at Bellmead, and I was very enthralled at that time with considering the repercussions of our past actions with the current state of our society. And so I think that also motivated the ideas in that song.
Honey demon, I wear bloody boots. Bit of fall like thunder, torn from ancient roots. Black wing vulture, pecking hard for bones. Oh, was I an orphan, born to
have a number of traditional songs on the album, old-timey songs, and it sounds like you have a whole lot of fun with Soldier's Joy.
Oh, yes.
You laugh as you listen to this. It sounds like it's as much fun maybe to listen back as it was to do it in the first place.
Well, it's if you heard, I mean, it's so neat. Soldier's Joy is just a you know, it's a real old time tune. I mean, it's been around for hundreds of years, so it's so exciting to be able to take it and put a new twist on it, and an honor, you know, that we can play songs that our forefathers played, that they danced to, that they celebrated. I don't know, I love old time music.
Are you thinking, as you're putting an album together like this, that maybe you don't want it to be all traditional-sounding, old-timey-sounding music, that you want to sound a little more contemporary, maybe?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, no. I feel so aligned with traditional music, and I want so much for the masses, for young people, for them to understand what this music means in our history. There's just such a grand, glorious, bountiful plethora of material here that can tell us so much about where we came from. And, you know, the morality plays of yesteryear were all hidden in these songs. It just moves me like nothing else. And for the band to be inexorably linked with that old-time genre and yet moving forward, building on that, is such an honor to be able to go there.
Adrian Young, nice talking with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Melissa.
Adrian Young's new CD is called Plow to the End of the Row.
Bumping down the county road, some sneaky in the beat. Agnes sighs and checks her thighs, she's moving through the heat. It takes a heavy toll that the people love to pay. So get your roller downs and your sipping wine, 'cause forgetting time's the odor of the day.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.